So we're going to continue with Hilchos Chol Moed that we began this morning. So this morning we mentioned that there's a Kedusha to Chol Moed, which is the Chayev Ksus Nikiyo, wearing nice clothing, clean clothing, and Michael Achilo Shasiyo, eating, drinking, Din Simcha on Chol Moed. And then we mentioned that there's an Issa Malacha, and there's a question in the Rishonim, if that Issa Malacha is a Deraisa Dikadin, that the Torah asked, or it's a Drabbanan. Now, even if it's Deraisa, but where in the Torah does it tell us which Malachas are Asar Mutta? So then, the Gemara says, that was given over to Chazal to figure out what's Mutta and what's Asar. So, the bottom line is that Chazal are establishing for us what Malachas are Mutta or Asar on Chol Moed, and it's possible that that Issa is Issa Deraisa. We mentioned Beth Suffolk that according to those sheets, that the Issa Malacha is Drabbanan, so Suffolk should be Mutter, Lahakol. However, Mishpur says it's better, unless it's Tzarech Gadol, to be Machmir. Now, one of the Terim is the Tzarech Moed. If I need to do something for Chol Moed or for Yantiv, will be Mutter. Now, what's an example of the Tzarech Moed? Eichol Nefesh. I need to make food, I need food to eat. Drink to drink. I need to prepare food for the Suda on Chol Moed or prepare food for the second day. However, there's two kulas that we have on Chol Moed that we do not have on Yantar. One of them is Kivin Malachtoi. I'm not allowed to B'davka not prepare something Erev Yantiv knowing that I'm going to have to prepare it on Yantiv unless it's not going to be as fresh. And that's always the clara of potato kugel. A fresh potato kugel is definitely much better than a yesterday's potato kugel. So you can make the potato kugel on Yantar. But Chol Moed, I'm allowed to be mechaven that I'm going to do it on Chol Moed, even if I was able to do it before Yantar. Even if I was able to prepare this food before Yantar, I'm allowed to prepare it on Yantar. Number two, for on Yantiv, I have to be mitzamtim. I have to only make what I need. What I need for Yantiv. It has to be reasonable, that's for Yantiv. Chol Moed, I don't have to be mitzamtim. I don't have to make exactly what I need. I can make even more. I can make more. I can't just make a lot where I know for sure this is going to be for next week. But I don't have to make such a clear cheshvan like I would if I was cooking on Yantiv itself. So those are two kulas. Where's the interesting question come up? Rav Shlomo Zalman talks about if you have a Ben Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, and I have for a guest a Ben Chutz Lartz, right? Officially, I got here because I'm the cook. That was going to sit on the paper in case they didn't stop me. But in case they stop me, it's Chiyuni, I got to be here because I got a cook and my wife's the mashkiach. That's the plan. So you have a Ben Eretz Yisrael, you have a Ben Eretz Yisrael cooking for a Ben Chutz Laretz. Now the Ben Chutz Laretz has 2 days of Yantiv. So the Ben Eretz Yisrael is cooking on Chol Moed for the Ben Chutz Laretz's second day. So if Malach is Asim Midaraisa, in the world of the Torah, the second day of Yantiv is Chol. So it comes that the Ben Eretz Yisrael is cooking for Chol. So how could the Ben Eretz Yisrael cook for the Ben Chutz Laretz? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, a chiddush, he says that once the Torah gave over to the Ben, once the Torah gave over to the Rabbanon to decide which malachas are mutter or asa, so the same Chazal were matir the Ben Eretz Yisrael to cook for the Ben Chutz Laretz the second day. But he says that that svar is a little weak. He goes back and forth on it. But he comes out with a Mari Dikah Chiddush. Listen to Lashon, he says. Muta gam le Ben Eretz Yisrael levashel b'moyed avor yantiv sheni shel oirach haba mechutz laretz. It's muta for the Ben Eretz Yisrael to cook for the guest of the Ben Chutz Laretz. kiven shigam bnei eretz yisrael chayavim lishtado v'lirash shibnei chutzos yismechu miyantav sheni shalahem. Because it's a chiyav upon the bnei eretz yisrael to be mishtado and to see that the ben chutz aretz should be sameach on his yantav sheni k'may v'yantav rishon. Therefore, lachain, even though to me it's a yom chol, still I could cook on chol ma'id for the ben chutz aretz. The tzarech is yantav. That's the chiddush that Rav Shlomo Zalman says. And I heard the Shem Rav Shlomo Zalman the other way also. Let's say you have a ben eretz yisrael and chutz aretz. You have a ben eretz yisrael and chutz aretz, and he's a guest. He's a guest by someone's keeping 2 days. So on the second day of Yontif, the ben chutz aretz is allowed to, cook for himself. Was that cook for our chalmaid? Let's talk about chalmaid. He could cook for his food. He could cook for his yontif food on the second day. But the ben eretz yisrael is not going to be yontif. So Rosh Hashanah said they also a similar svar. He said he can't imagine that the ben chutzars could just leave his guest without food. So including in the heter, he could also cook for him for the second day. So that's interesting question that comes up over here. Another example that comes up in the Gei Eichel Nefesh, which could be Tzarek Mayit, is what about Machshire Eichel Nefesh? Right? Until now we talked about preparing the food itself. But what about if the stove or the oven stopped working, something happened to us, I need someone to come to fix the oven. So it's not the Eichel Nefesh itself, it's a tikkun to the machshir, what's going to prepare the food for, what's going to help me prepare the food. So over here, that's mevorin in halacha, that if one could get a guy to fix it, it's definitely better too. But if you can't get a guy, so then there would be dinim, if it would be needed, that even if Yisrael would have to do it, you'll be able to do it, because it's machshirei eichel nefesh. What about if the car breaks, the car that I need to drive to the store to pick up the car that I need to pick up the food with? So this is also a case of machshir eichel nefesh. But over here, it's not pasha that you can have an uman, someone who, if it needs a professional, a uman to fix it, this is where it gets complicated. But since it's not in the Eichel, it's in the Eichel Nefesh itself, therefore it may not be mutter to have a umin. The Shmir Shabbos, I'll read you the Shmir Shabbos over here in Perek Samach Vav. Shmir Shabbos says as follows. He talks about, he says, Machshir Eichel Nefesh that was possible for the person to fix before Yontif. He has to fix it. He's not a leaver for Chol Moed, right? We said Eichel Nefesh, that we said is mutati, leave for Chol Moed, right? Even if I know before Yontif I could prepare the food for Chol Moed, but I'm allowed to be Mechavim Malachtai, that I'm going to prepare the food itself on Chol Moed. But Machshire already, that you're not allowed to leave. It says something that you can use it the way it is. The oven's not working the best, but I could still use it. Also, you should use it the way it is and not have to do any malacha to fix it. However, if, let's say, it's something which you can't use and need to fix it, so that's what he talks about over here. He says that fixing the stovetop, fixing the oven for Bishul, if you could, definitely better, like we said, better to get a guy, or if it needs a umin. At that point, a shayla needs to be asked. The refrigerator breaks or something like that, depends what type of tikkun it needs. That's a real shayla that needs to be asked before it's done. Now, I'm gonna leave the inyan of Dava Ovid right now for a separate discussion, which we'll get back to, and go on to some other halachas which may be more practical to us over here. The issa kvisa, the issa of washing clothing. So like we mentioned, that washing clothing is the melacha of liput. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you cannot, not only, you can't soak, right? There's three parts to melachas liput. The soaking, the shriya, taking a baguette and soaking it in water, or pouring water onto a baguette. That alone is also included in kibbutz. The second step is scrubbing, shishuv, scrubbing the baguette to get the dirt out. Then you have schita, where you're wringing the water out. Those are the three steps of melachas liban. So, l'chaira, when it comes to chol ma'id, kibbutz is also, just like it's a melacha on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it should be also on, it's also on chol ma'id. However, what happens when it's l'tzarech ha'ma'id? I want to wash some clothing, so I'll have nicer clothing. I'll have a suit got dirty. I want to wash the suit. I want to wash it. So Chazal went ahead, and Chazal were very machmir. Chazal be'etzim said that even if it's the tzarech ha'mayit, we do not want you washing on yontif, on chol ma'id. And the reason is, in order to force you to wash it from Erev Yontif. And that's the lashon, that's what's mashma in the Paiskim, that really the issue is even to wash the Tzarech HaMayit, even the Tzarech HaMayit. And not only that, they went very far to say that including this issue is even someone who doesn't have money to buy food to eat on Yontif. There's a machlekes about it, there is a machlekes about this Nakuda, but many Paiskim hold that over here, it could even a pile she'elim alechol, which is mutter to do certain melachas, may not be able to do kibbutz. Unless it was an oinus, the person was in an oinus, and that was the reason why he didn't do kibbutz beforehand. So now, taking, soaking a baguette, just soaking the baguette, like we said, shri is included in kibbutz. The chayra over here should be the same thing. If this is the kibbutz on chol ma'id, just to soak a baguette should be awesome. Now, there may be certain terim when it's a dava aveid. If let's say I don't take the stain out now, the baguette's ruined, the tablecloth will get ruined. So then it's a dava aveid, I'm going to lose, it's going to be stained, and the stain's not going to come out or not easily come out. So then there'll be certain terim to do it. But it needs a heter. And that will be a heter. That will be a heter if let's say the baguette got really dirty, where if it just sits around, it's going to be very difficult or it's not going to be able to be clean. So then that would be a heter to clean it. Otherwise, to soak it, just to soak it, you would have to wait. The spot cleaning. Let's say I'm just going to wash that one spot. So over here, there are those that hold that it's included in the gzeira. There are those that say that the gzeira of kibbutz even includes spot cleaning. However, they have raised this. However, many are matzcha deraya, and la'alocha lemaisa, Rav Moshe, Rav Shlaim Zalman took on that spot cleaning is mutter. So if someone just has a spot on Shabbos, that would be asa to wash even a spot. Just to wash the spot off your jacket or your shirt. Your dinim had to do it. But on chol ma'id, that would be mutter. To spat clean would be mutter. To remove dust, that's not included in kibbutz. For chol ma'id, it's not included in kibbutz. And it would be mutter even to use a brush. Someone came over, they could brush their hat. That would be mutter. Shabbos, again, brushing would be also for removing dirt, but the ma'aseh, as part of the gzeirah kibbutz, it seems it's not part of the gzeirah kibbutz, so one would be able to brush their hat. Now, we do find that a heter, we find a heterim, certain heterim, the son who does, misha ein le'el beged, echad, son only has one beged, and that beged got dirty, and he needs that baguette. See, even though Shulchan Aruch says he could do it, bitzina, and the Gemara's mashmi, don't do bitzina. However, the The Pesach can bring down that again, if in a situation where he could buy, it says the Pesach can bring down that if he could buy a new beged, again, if he could afford it, you don't have to. If it's just a matter of underwear or undershirt, something that you can buy easily. If you could buy it, so it'd be better to buy than to wash, because Chazal would taka very machmir on washing. But in a situation where you don't have, and you don't have to wear your weekday clothing, your yontif clothing, your Shabbos clothing got dirty, and you don't have another beged, so then one could wash, but only what he needs for yontif. You can't say once I'm throwing it into the washing machine, I can add more things. For children with mako, based on the halacha over there by Mitzvah Chasidai, the mako for children with much more mako and washing children's clothing, because they get their clothing dirty very often and constantly. So we're mako to wash children's clothing. There are some places in which want to say that perhaps since nowadays washing is not such a process of going down to the river and the whole thing that they used to do is just a matter of pushing a button. So maybe it's more kodik. But again, it's halacha l'maaseh. If one's washing children's clothing, they should not add more adult clothing. They shouldn't add adult clothing in, even though it's washing once. If the adult doesn't have any more or is down to very few and he thinks they may run out of it, so then you can use that side of the paiskim, that since you're doing it all at once, it's fine. But Rav Moshe held that there's no head of just once I'm washing or eight children's clothes, I'll throw in more. Or even if I have a head to wash my own clothes, the same idea. To be marbe b'shurim, you can't just be marbe more. But even by children's clothing, you should know l'chatzchila, the clothing should be washed before yontif, so that you don't have to come onto it. It's only if now I need to come onto it, I'm able to wash it. But about l'chatzchila, one should do it beforehand. So it seems like over there there's none. It's only by ein l'beged echad. And for sure the price can I make on that. By big take that.
Next question.
If soaking the towel and shampoo, right.
If someone wants to soak the towel, wet the towel,
without really wet. Very good, that's a good example, Taka. To wet the towel to keep the dalmina fresh. So that would take us to Tzarech HaMayit. It's needed for the dalminim, for yontif. I could do it for Tzarech HaMayit. On yontif, you would not be able to do that. On yontif, you won't be able to do it, but Chol Mayit, you could do it. Do you remember to write it down? Again, Dava Aved, maybe a head over here. There's another heter called Tzarech HaGuf. Tzarech HaGuf. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about Tzarech HaGuf, Tachshitin for Isha. Isha who wants to put on makeup, right, or make braids, which during the Shabbos and Yantiv, you're not allowed to put on makeup, Tiveya, or make braids, might be a question, Baina, different deal like that. Or remove hair for beauty. So on Chol Mayit, we matter her to do this. Now the Aruch Shulchan says something interesting. Aruch Shulchan says Ba'afilu b'loy ze'iyav shalachem al ishu v'takshitel. Shekol simchasa hu v'takshitel v'zeh o'ini yontif shalom. That's right, o'ini yontif. This is avala ish. Is the part Avala Ish Asalai Mine Takshit Bimashiish Ben Malacha to ask him to do different types of takshit to enhance himself with his malacha. The Gambalava Ishla Harbis be Kishutin Vitakshit. But the question is, What else can we learn from this, the tzarech from Takshitim? You know, as enhancing the guf. So they speak about different refuah may be similar to a refuah, but what's the chesh of refuah? What's the chesh of refuah? Right, it says for refuah is muta. The Gemara says refuah is muta, and Shulchan brings it down. The question is, what's the chiddush of refuah? On Shabbos and Yontif, if it's a chayla, sheish b'sakana, it's pashas one. Chayla she'in b'sakana, a chayla where there's no sakana, but he's nafal and mishkav. So you can take medicine. There's certain dinim where we matter. It's through the Rabbanon Shinoi, it's through the Raisa, different dinim of chayla. So some learn that the special het over here is that a person could, even a healthy person could do things for refuah. What's a healthy person doing? Taking vitamins. There's certain vitamins which on Shabbos and Yontif are questionable if you're allowed to take or not. But on Chomai, you can do it. You can take it. There's
cutting nails.
Okay, cutting nails is also a separate thing. Once you mention cutting nails is usher, but it says biting nails. If you want to bite the nails, that's mutter. And the Shmur brings down it's a lashon of the Gemara or Rashi. That's not mias. So he says biting nails is permitted. Cutting a child's nail is permitted if sometimes they'll scratch themselves or they'll scratch others, but there's makom to be mekel with cutting nails if it's erev yontiv, and he cut them already before yontiv and he grew back already, or erev Shabbos, so then there's makom to be mekel with cutting nails. Yeah. Irony. That's a good question. What about ironing? Ironing. Right, so ironing. Ironing, the Pesukim speak about a press, pressing, making new creases, making creases in a beged. So, halacha l'maisa, if you're making a new crease, that one's not supposed to. But ironing a beged, just ironing the clothing which is needed for yontif, is permitted. Unless it's mamsh creased up that you can't wear without it, then it'll be more of a question. But otherwise, what we normally do, you can wear the shirt, you can wear the beged, so ironing would be mutzah. And including in brushing a hand, also polishing shoes. They say that the scrub, I think the chasnish was machmer not to, cholmai to polish shoes, but many paiska matzmiya, why should be aser? So we were saying all things for a fool are permitted. All things for a fool are permitted. A doctor's appointment that could wait, meaning there's no pain, there's no reason why you have to go now, dafka. Also, it's preferable to arrange it for after yontif. If he's in pain or it's going to cause pain, then you can go chalmayit. The case of one second. Okay, so then this morning we mentioned a few interesting cases, which we didn't get back to. So, one case is One case was, there's a bug, there's a fly, and it's crawling on me. It's crawling on me. Am I allowed to kill it or not? So Shabbos, you can't kill a bug. Sometimes it's even also to trap the bug, to trap it. So Chol Moed, I have to see if one had tear. If it's bothering me, so then we say, then it's mutter. If it's bothering me, if it's annoying me, the zizzing in my ears, the mosquito zizzing, the mosquito might bite me, so then it's mutter. That'll be mutter. To pull the leaf off the tree if there's no reason for it, also, that'll be aser. But if there's a reason for it, there's a certain anoa you have from it, if you would have anoa from it, that'll be mutter. So going to the case of going apple picking or picking fruit. So the Shulchan Aruch says that ein lidlosh asavim ba'ofa b'chol ma'id. You can't just pull out a grass or ofa b'chol ma'id. You can't just pull that out. Mishmur says if the zvuv yitush is mitzayir the person, then it's mutter to kill it. The ein lucha tzarech other gadol mizeh. Tzarech. The Shulchan Aruch then says as follows: says the Shulchan Aruch says you have fruit that can be eaten, even if Bali Day Tzcha, it's mutter to pick it to eat it. And Shmuel speaks out, even if I could go buy fruit, even though I could go to the store and buy fruit, but since I have fruit growing in my backyard, I could pick the fruit from over there, and I don't have to buy, I'm allowed to pick it. The question over here is, when I'm going to pick those apples, I have to pay for it also. To pay for it. So what's the difference between buying the fresh apples that they're selling in the front or picking or picking the apples? So there's a case in Shulchan Aruch also about fishing, going fishing. Am I allowed to go fishing on Chol Moed? So over here, they come up with a new heter, which the Pais can bring down, a new heter, that for fun, if it's being done for fun, that you really enjoy, you have fun from it, so then it'll be mutter. The question is where it comes from. Where's this heter come from? Where's the heter of for fun come from? Well, you learn through it, it's not so posh. So, perhaps we could add it to Tzarech HaMoed, which is to be Sameach, the mitzvah of Simcha. But then you really have to have a Simcha from it. Like I mentioned this morning, and I had the shout this afternoon, someone called me, that painting or coloring, that he wants to paint and color with his children. So I said, will you enjoy it? You'll have fun? He said, the fun I'll have is that keep my children busy. So how do we dive that up? Is that still called fun? It's still called simcha? I don't know, it's not so posh, yeah?
Why do you need the conceptual simcha if you send that to washing the kids, putting
the kids,
what's that
like? That chazal and matu, and didn't keep us, so matu to wash the children's clothes. So real, the children can play. But they won't do it without you. They'll have more fun with you. So the question is, could you do this for them to have more fun? I don't have a clear answer to that. It's a feeling of just relief. I don't know.
Say
it's...
Let's say it will last long.
What?
Play with them, it will last long.
So again, you're doing it for them.
You
have simcha. You have simcha. You're right. You're a good father and you have simcha. You're right. Right. What?
You don't have fun. You drive your kids to a play.
What?
You drive your kids to a play. You're not having fun. Kids have
all these things. Alright, that's a good idea. So what do you say? I'll tell you like this. And the money is the Evans like to remain cold, but Rav Shlomo Zalman had a cleric. They say over a story, Rav Shlomo Zalman was once waiting by the bus stop. And someone pulled up with a car and offered him a ride. He was going to say a bit more to his mechutin, to Rav Yashiv. Someone pulled up with a car to give him a ride. And he said, no, he wants to take the bus. And he insisted that he wants to take the bus. They asked him why. So he said, because there's a head of tzarchi rabbi. It's a head of something which is a tzarch for the rabbi. He said, what's the head of for this person to drive me? The bus driver has a head of, because the rabbi needs to get places. For whatever reason, they need to get places to buy food, they need to get places to have some kizyantif. So it's a head of for the bus driver to drive. What's the hetter for the person who's driving? So that was what they say over. They also say that this is an interesting clair, because we sometimes that you can even have a woman do the melacha. Sometimes not. It's tzarech moed. Sometimes yeah. Of driving a car, is that a umnis or not? So in the beginning he thought it was an umnis because you need to learn how to drive. But then he was chayze, he said maybe it's not. But that's not right. So okay. So one thing. So I'm not sure if we touched all the nekudos except for Dava Avi. Any other questions come up? Someone asked today about shaving. It's interesting because shaving is an interesting discussion, because you have haircuts, we said Chazal Asid, taking a haircut because they wanted to force you to do it before Yontif, because the haircut you take once a month, once every 2 months, whatever it may be, once a week you take a haircut. So therefore, it's a question of taking it before Yantif or taking it on Yantif. So therefore, Chazal asked you to take the haircut on Yantif so that you'll take it before. But what about someone who shaves every day? Shaves every day. Goes to work. He's a businessman who shaves every day on the way to work. Or he's mechabed, he's a avodas Hashem, so he dresses properly before he comes to davening. He shaves before he comes down every day. So the question is, for this person who shaves every day, so he shaved before, but he also, it's not a steer to shaving on. So there were a paiskim that were makel on this. Another discussion also was, how about shaving for Kavod Shabbos or Yontif? There were those that wanted to be makel based on these svaris. That if you shave before the Yontif, before the first Yontif, so you should be able to also shave for Shabbos and Yontif. But the general meaning is, like the Paiskim, that we do not shave Chol HaMoed, for whatever reason it is. We do not shave Chol HaMoed, and we do not shave for Kavod Shabbos or Yontif either. And someone who has a specific situation where they feel they need to, so they should ask a Shabbos. But that's the back and forth on that. There are other cases that come up.
Minimize it.
Oh, that's another thing. I'm sorry, just a minute. Cooking for a guy. So a Yontif is Aser. And they're placing their whole Chol Moed also. So even though we said the Ben Eretzol can cook for the Ben Chutzlaretz is Yontif, and the Ben Chutzlaretz for the Ben Eretzol, but to cook for a guy, specifically for a guy, that is a real question in the Paiskim if you're allowed to do on. So if the guy comes to your house and you want to give him a coffee, this happens on Yontif sometimes. You have a guy in the house working or whatever it may be, you want to make them a coffee, So you know, for yourself, you can make a coffee. You don't have to keep to the rules of Shabbos, but it's possible that you make the coffee the regular way. For the guy, there might be a problem.
Yes. Is there an idea of minimizing the amount of milk? You do, for example, you could buy the same coffee in two things. You should go for the thing that has less milk, or you can buy the one that's more time.
So that's a general question also, if I can do something with a shinoi. Sometimes we do find that a shinoi, you know something, I just remember, I have actually a chart with all the different heterim and things, with when you need a shinoi, when not, we know that we'll pass it out. I will bring it in, yeah. So again, The MS, yes, but you could assume that whenever you turn on a light, it's for enough of a reason that you don't have to think about it. You know what I'm saying? You're right, but again, that was this morning I brought out the point, just to bring out the point that there is Hilchus Cholmai. It's a nice amount of simanim, and it starts off with Issa, but we have a lot of Terim. But the approach to be should be like that.
If one shop you buy more than you just re-enter?
So it's like this. The question was, if I'm going shopping, can I just buy whatever I need for even after Yantuf? So the answer is no. Unless if it's a box of soda, I only need two, so I can buy the whole box. Or if there's a sale that if you buy six, it's you get $3 off, so then you can do that.
And if you're stuck here,
but just to do your shopping now for after Yantar, no. You know, there's a quite interesting question. What do you say about this? Someone's making a pinyin aben suda matzah yantar. So the caterer wants to know. He's not going to have time. He can't, Matzah Yantav, he's not going to cook up enough food for the Suda. He wants to know, could he do it on Chol Moed or not? Now, the Tzarech Mitzvah, we don't find such a head that he can do for after Yantav the Tzarech Mitzvah. We don't find such a head. So, it's not clear that there's a head for that. So, what he has to do is, he has to cook also for Yantav. And then somehow be marba b'shur, like we find in Hilchus Yantav, there's a dinner marba b'shur. So shopping also, if it's a birth of marba b'shur, that you're doing one act, but you're adding to it.
What are you doing already? Are you buying? You're buying the card one?
There's the issa to do schaira. If it's a Dava Ovid, then you're right. So let me just discuss Dava Ovid quickly now, which like this. So Dava Ovid goes like this. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Shulchan Aruch says that let's start like this. Dav Avid. What's the head of Dav Avid? Why should, if it's on Shabbos and Yontif, if by not doing the Melacha it's going to cause a hefsek, there's no heter, so why should be mutan a Chol Moed? So the Ritva in Mayukatan says, because the issa malacha on Chol Moed is because of tercha. The reason why the issa malacha on Chol Moed is because of tercha. And tercha, because tercha takes away, it's memayit from the simchas harega. However, if it's a dava aved, where the whole time you're going to be worried about this aveda that you're going to lose, so the dava aved alone is a takeaway from the simchas harega. But they said, just do what you need to and get back to your simcha. That's what Ritzvah says. The Agos Maimonides goes a step further. He brings down the Yishalmi that we mentioned today earlier, Yeshami that says that Chol Moed was established in order to be oichel v'shoisim yigeim v'tayra, and that's what Yom Tovim are for. So he says, and what's the reason for that? Because in a shechina shayra, right? In order for the shechina to be shayra, there can't be any atzvos or atzlos. And the Gemara says, v'chein l'divrei Torah. To be matzlich and divrei Torah, also there has to be simcha. So since Chol Moed was established for Torah, to learn Torah, so therefore, if there's going to be a davar avir over here, and you're not going to be besimcha because of it, so you're not accomplishing what the simcha of the regal is supposed to be for. You're not going to be zaycha to the Torah that you're supposed to learn. So therefore, the umata davar avir. Now, when the umata davar avir over here, the Shulchan Aruch says, davar avir is mutter to do on Chol Moed, but lo shina. You do it without a shim. However, the choma the efshel lahakol v'tircha yasa. But as much as you can lessen the tircha, you should. You should lessen the tircha when you're doing it. Now, what's called davar avir? The mishpura's lashon is shema yaseo achshav yovel lidei hefsi. Something which, if you don't do it now, it's in kanto hefsi. Sometimes it could be a suffix. I'm not sure if we'll come to a hefsin or not. That is a machlokes, a poiskim, among from Zmeikol. Chayyadim says you should get a goy to do it, not yourself. It's a shayla what to do. By a suffix, davali. But al kapanim, we paskin that if it's a davar avir, you do not need a shinoi, and if it's possible to lessen the tircha, that you should lessen the tircha. Now,
when writing notes for a shir like this, do you consider a davar avir?
What?
When writing notes for a shir like this, consider a davar avir?
So we mentioned this morning the Taz that yes, because
in order, recording.
But then after you're gonna have to write it down. And then during that time, you can be mechash mo chidusha. That's what the Taz said. You're sitting here anyway, so. So, but the question is, when it's a tercha yisera, then it's not, this is all tercha. When it's a tercha yisera, then it might not be so posh that davar avir is mutter. So again, it may depend on the tercha yisera. Plus, what's called the davar avir is also not clear. I'll give you an example. This they bring down that by Beit Shemesh, when they were building Beit Shemesh, so they were the government promised that if they finish building it by a certain date, they'll get a certain amount of money from the government, which will help out in paying for building it. And they came Chol Moed, and they realized that they don't work Chol Moed, they're not going to make that date, and they're not going to get that extra money that they would get from the government. So they bring that from Shlomo Zalman, then he passed it, that that's not called the davar avir. You could have gained, if you were able to finish by then, you would gain. If not, then it costs you whatever price it costs you. So so you have a story like this. It's at Shani, let's say I have a client who whenever he needs a certain item, he calls me. I'm a distributor, I distribute him the item. Now if I tell him that I can't distribute it to you today, he's gonna find someone else because he needs it. So he's gonna find someone else who is doing it. Once he goes to the other person, I lost that client. So that's called davar avir, because I already have it. I already have the client. I'm losing the client over there. It's not just that I'm not gaining money. I'm losing the client.
They changed the deal with the government already. They don't have that deal.
I don't have a deal. They'll give them a knock. They'll give you an extra present or something.
You're going to lose that.
I'm going to lose. What am I losing?
Your client. the idea that you had the right that you were going to money.
That I would have gotten it, but
yes,
I...
Yes, it was a client.
But I didn't get
to
it. It's a client?
Yeah, same thing.
I'm a client by them, or they're a client by me? Who's the client?
The client is a date. Why is it different?
Because over there, by the case of Datsi Bechem, over there, they're telling you, that if you reach this and this goal at this point, then we will give you, right? Without, and I was like, give me something extra. So I have no, it's not by me, there's nothing by me. Over here, he always comes to me to order from me. He's one of people that buy from me. If someone called me up, before Yom Tov, he asked me if he could go, his job is to find, I don't know what they sell, he sells a certain item, and his job is to find stores that want to buy the item of that company, right? He's a salesman. He said, if I work Chalmai, I could find more stores. So what was his spar that's a dove of? His spar was because I know that my competitors are going to be working Chalmai. And they're going to chop these stores that need this item before I get to them, right? So that l'chayr is not a dava oven, right? Because you don't have them. No?
There's nothing binding the claim.
What?
There's nothing binding the claim. You could buy from someone else every time.
He could, but the meister, the normal derech is that once you find a good guy that you want, that supplies you with what you need, you continue with him, right?
And that's considered losing?
I'm losing him, no? Not losing him? I'm losing him.
What about a fixed salary? What is a salary?
So this is a very common question also. That you got it today, two people. And this comes up all the time. I work for someone. If I don't work, then we're going to create a bad relationship. The boss is not going to be happy with me. He's not going to be happy with me. And because of that, today someone called him and said, one of my co-workers is already laid off. Probably I'm saying, not good comment, because he's laid off already. And I'm afraid that if I'm not going to go to work to finish the project that we're in the middle of, I'm next to be picked up. If I finish the project, then I'll hold on to me, right? Or another question. Am I mechayev to use my vacation days, right? I have a certain amount of vacation days a year. Am I mechayev to use my vacation days so that I don't have to work all month? Do I have to give up my vacation days for that? If I don't work all month, they're going to take off the money from my salary, like you said. I'm going to lose from my salary, lose money. So that's a double of it, mechayev. And I'm not mechayev to give up my vacation days for that. It'd be nice if you did, but you're not mechayev.
Why is it different than giving you money?
What?
Why is it different than Rosh Hashanah's case of giving you money?
Oh, so this is where it gets a little complicated. Meaning like this. In this case, in any one of these cases that the person called up, you're not mechayev to put your job online, you're not mechayev to lose your job, or you're not mechayev to lose money because of not working. So why is that different than over there? Because over there was totally an extra thing. I know Yoni's looking at it differently, but it was totally a prize. If you win, you'll get it. If you don't win, you don't get it. Over here, I'm signed up in this company to work for the company. And if I don't work, I'm going to lose the salary that I normally get at the end of the month.
If the store has on sale,
2 for 1,
why is that like a prize? And I get a cheaper item.
You get a cheaper item? So why is this the same? No, because then I'm there already buying. So then I can buy for the, I have to buy a bottle of soap. Two for.
So I don't need a fiance, I can't buy it.
Right, unless it's a dava oven, which you have to be honest about. Dava oven doesn't mean 50 cents. Dava oven means a substantial amount.
Why is it dava oven?
What?
It's $100, Why is it double oven? It's just extra, it's a cheaper item.
Oh, good. Okay, you're right. So then the case is only if it's not going to be available afterwards. The marshal, that's a good case. I'm by my in-laws in New York City, and right at the end of, I'm flying to L.A. So I'm flying back there to Israel. And there's something that I could only buy in New York, or for that price, I could only buy in New York. And L.A. is three times the price, right? So I'm not going to be there. For me to go after Pesach to get there, to get it, that would be called davar. But you're right, just I'm a sale, which would be now and then I can't do it.
Why is that different? I'm not going to change. I don't need the money at all. If I do it, you don't need the items in New York either. If I went, it was in L.A., it would be more expensive. Why is that any different?
I hear. There were those that argued on the Beit Shemesh case. There was. I wanted to bring out how bites it went. I'll end off with an interesting question. I'll end off. And then, Lina, we're going to have the OUD of Shir. We'll have it. An interesting question. I was speaking to Rav Asher Weiss on Erev Yontif. I had to speak to him about something. He told me he's getting the question from people in Manhattan, Mexico, Brazil, all over the world. What's the question? Interesting question. In Manhattan, usually people live in apartment buildings, and you can't just build a sukkah in the middle of the street like you can do here. I saw it on Bayer Lawn. Someone built a sukkah right in the middle. So you can't just build a sukkah and mold the sidewalk and mold the street in Manhattan or any of these other places. So what many people do is there's a communal sukkah. You go to the communal sukkah and you eat in the sukkah. Now it's because of this situation, those sukkahs are closed. You can't eat in the communal sukkah. So how much is a person mechoyev to spend in order to be able to have a sukkah? Do I have to now find a... I don't even know if there's hotels to go to. The hotels had programs in sukkahs? Probably not. But, so do I have to fly to Schweiz to spend $100,000 to be able to go to a sukkah over there? Or do I have to rent a house somewhere that to be able to build a sukkah? How much am I required to do in order to build a sukkah? That's one question. Another question he asked was, to think about, you have five bachim and a dira. Maybe this is more chashmish for them. You have five bachim and a dira, and one bach has corona. And the other four say to him, look, leave the dira. Go find somewhere else to be. And he says, what do you mean, leave the dira? I'm fine. You leave the dira. So, who is like the cold and hot, right? So who can be mechayev who? Can they be mechayev the corona guy to leave, or the corona guy to tell them to leave, because they have a problem? What? So I'll tell you why am I asking the Shah, because the Shah goes a step further. And this was Mamash Shah there. It got a few people on Arab Sukkot. There are people that are tested positive, and the neighbors do not give them permission to leave their house to go to their sukkah, which is downstairs or upstairs on the roof. They don't want them walking through the hallway. So do the neighbors have the right to say? Do the neighbors have the right to say, I don't want you leaving your house, and therefore you can't be mechayev a mitzvah sukkah? Or because of my chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, I could say, too bad, I will leave the sukkah. I'll make sure that it's at a time when no one's in the hallway. Who has by this thing? This is a question. Okay, I'll let you think about it.